We provide case management services to people who've survived a brain injury. We step in after people have received their medical treatment, say from a hospital or a rehabilitative facility, and they come home and they still need a little help getting around and learning how to live independently again.
So what types of services, May, are you typically hooking them up with?
What we do is we coordinate resources throughout the Southwest Virginia area, and also recently we moved into Lynchburg, Bedford, Danville, and Martinsville. It could be anything from helping them to find some assistive technology in their homes, things that will help them with their mobility, helping them install a ramp to enter their home safely, helping them find funding to redo their bathroom so it's more accessible to them. Those are just a few examples.
How long has Brain Injury Services been around?
We were established in 2000, and we started in the New River Valley area, then expanded to Roanoke. And now we serve over 50 different municipalities throughout Southwest Virginia.
We're talking with Mae Johnson, Director of Marketing and Development for Brain Injury Services of Southwest Virginia. So let's talk about Star City Sweetness. This is a fundraiser for Brain Injury Services. And exactly how is it going to work? Is there an admission fee?
Well, this will be our third year of doing Star City Sweetness. And we're doing this in collaboration with Delegate Sam Rizul, and they're basically helping us out. All the proceeds go towards Brain Injury Services of Southwest Virginia. What we do is we have people come to taste samples from, this year we have at least a dozen vendors confirmed. We're going to have Chocolate Paper, Bread Craft, K&J's Restaurant, Wall Street Deli, Pumpernickel Pickle, So Unique Candy Apples, We Farm Arts, Healthy Stuff, Delicious, Gourmet Ice, Taste Buds Popcorn. They pay $10 for a tasting pass, and then they get to sample lovely desserts, delicious things from 12 different vendors.
And I guess there's also a raffle they can get involved in?
Yes, we will have some items that have been donated, some gift baskets, a hotel stay, things that have been raffled, so people can come in and purchase raffle tickets as well. We will be in the Market Building this year for the first time. And so we're excited about that, and hopefully people will be able to come out and help support us and enjoy themselves. It's a really fun event.
One of the vendors, I guess, will be there will be R.T. Smith's Deli in downtown Roanoke, and Karina Clinton is one of the owners. Tell us some of the things that you'll be have available for tasting.
What I've planned so far is we're going to have our mini cheese danishes in. They're about 2 bites and oh so tasty. Those are also going to come in a sugar-free variety. And then we're also going to be bringing our magic chocolate cake, which you are looking at right here.
Right, looks really good.
You also have some of my favorites, which are the citrus glazed lemon delights that are in there. And then we also have a more kind of basic cookie for those who like a little bit of something but not a major thing. Mm-hmm. It is our puff pastry dough that is baked and then has some powdered sugar on it. So a nice simplistic, tasty treat to go with a nice drink.
We're talking with Karina Clinton, owner of R.T. Smith's Deli in downtown Roanoke. Karina, what made you guys want to get involved with the Star City Sweetness and Brain Injury Services?
Well, this is something my husband and I hold very dear to our hearts. My husband had been diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2000, and it was kind of a live-or-die situation when it was found. He had the surgery here at UVA. It's something that we feel is very important. He came out of the surgery very well, had a little bit of an issue with fine motor skills, but it's something he feels that people don't realize they're going to possibly lose this or need assistance on these little things. You know, something as small as cutting your food, we take that for granted every day. Somebody who's gone through a traumatic event like this, they don't realize what they had until it's gone. So we felt this was something we really wanted to support and help.